Good evening, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. Two Ohio visitors were pulled from the cold waters of Southern Lake Huron Thursday morning after their kayaks overturned about a mile offshore near the Sanilac-St. Clair County line. Michigan Department of Natural Resources conservation officers Chris Kravinsky and Mark Seaman were conducting a patrol around 10:30 a.m. when they spotted an overturned kayak. A short distance away, they found a husband and wife from Westerville, Ohio, holding on to a single kayak in 43-degree water, approximately 25 feet deep. Investigators say the couple had launched from a lakeside vacation property when strengthening offshore winds pushed them further from shore. The woman's kayak overturned first, and both vessels capsized as her husband attempted to assist. The 32-year-old man was experiencing symptoms of cold exposure when rescuers arrived. His 36-year-old wife suffered a deep cut to her foot and required additional assistance because of a recent arm surgery. Officers provided first aid aboard their patrol boat before returning the pair safely to shore. Both declined further medical treatment. Authorities estimate the couple was in the water for less than 30 minutes. Family members watching from the shore alerted the U.S. Coast Guard after witnessing the emergency. The incident is being cited as another reminder of how quickly conditions can change on the Great Lakes. Officials noted neither kayaker was wearing a life jacket at the time of the rescue. And in Bad Axe, Michigan, automotive history rolled through Michigan's Thumb on Friday as approximately 17 to 20 members of the Borderline T's chapter of the Model T Ford Club International gathered for a two-day driving tour featuring Ford Model T automobiles from 1913 to 1927. The chapter represented enthusiasts from Huron, Sanilac, and St. Clair counties previously toured the Thumb about 2 years ago and returned after enjoying the area's hospitality and scenic shoreline communities. Friday's route included Port Hope, Harbor Beach. The tour continues Saturday as they plan to tour Grindstone City and Port Austin, giving residents and visitors an opportunity to see the century-old vehicles in motion. Founded in 1952, the Model T Ford Club International promotes the preservation of enjoyment of the Model T through tours, educational programs, and events across North America. The Borderline T's chapter remains active in eastern Michigan, organizing tours, workshops, and public displays. And in Indian Fields Township is expanding the park along M81 southwest of Caro. The township bought 11 acres of property that used to house employees of the Caro Center, which is a state psychiatric hospital. The buildings on that property have been raised and the land cleared to connect the park's 150 acres of property that is the Cass River running through it. During the May Township meeting, it was announced that payment for the property was sent out by certified mail. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, Your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, bipartisan pushback escalates over foreign policy directives. An unexpected legislative rift is widening in Washington as key congressional leaders push back against the White House's recent aggressive military funding strategies. Citing concerns over executive overreach, a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers has successfully introduced a resolution aiming to claw back explicit war powers and reassert congressional oversight on deployment spending. In another national news, Supreme Court to review state grid clean energy laws. The United States Supreme Court has agreed to fast-track a landmark environmental case that could redefine how states regulate clean energy distribution. The High Court will review a challenge brought by a consortium of interstate power companies against local mandates requiring utility grids to prioritize renewable energy sources over traditional fossil fuels. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. For the people who matter most, choose care that feels like home. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, every resident is treated with dignity, compassion, and respect. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehab after a hospital stay, physical therapy to regain strength, or long-term skilled nursing care, the caring team at Courtney Manor is here to help every step of the way. With professional staff, personalized care plans, delicious meals, engaging activities, and a warm, welcoming environment, families can have peace of mind, knowing their loved one is in good hands. When healing, comfort, and trust matter the most, choose a place that puts people first. Call Courtney Manor today at 989-269-9983 to schedule a tour and see the difference for yourself. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, massive monsoon displacement triggers South Asian humanitarian appeal. An early and unprecedentedly severe monsoon wave has submerged vast swaths of low-lying agricultural land across South Asia, displacing over 2 million people and destroying vital rice crops. Local disasters response teams are overwhelmed by the speed of the rising waters, which have cut off clean drinking water and electricity to entire districts. In other international news, global shipping giant reroutes fleets amid escalating maritime disputes. One of the world's largest commercial maritime transport companies has announced it will immediately halt all operations through a vital Southeast Asian strait due to escalating naval standoffs and territorial friction. The shipping company will divert its container fleets around the southern tip of Australia, adding up to 12 days to standard transit times between Asia and Europe.
All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All-You-Can-Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic, diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.